Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kang, you're ready to lock in. You said it today. I'm ready to lock in.
I know it's early, but I think I know what the Lions are going to do. I'm locking it in.
Just before you say what you think they're going to do, what was it that made you get to this conclusion?
You know, there's a lot of these latest mock drafts that have swayed me to see who will be available, and what the Lions have done in free agency recently has swayed me to think that this is going to happen. And it's not necessarily what I would do, but I believe the Lions have pretty much locked themselves into this. Of course, they're going to have plan B, plan C, plan D, but their plan A is this guy.
And that guy is?
Tight end TJ Hockenson.
And you know, this is something that I've endorsed because I think he's sort of the rare three-down tight end. He can be your run-blocking tight end. He can be your pass-catching tight end. He's got good hands. And I am not one that's afraid to make a draft pick. You know what I would never, ever cite as a reason not to do something? Eric Ebron. I wouldn't cite that. There are tight ends that should have been top 10 picks that weren't. And the belief is you can get a great tight end in the second round. Well, there have been a lot of good tight ends that have been second and third round picks. There's no doubt about it. But if teams had to do it all over, if you have a redraft, Gronk is going in the top 10.
Absolutely.
You know, you look at guys like Travis Kelce or George Kittle. I mean, there's Zach Ertz. A lot of these guys would go much higher than they did in the actual draft. And you got to go back a decade before you can say, well, this first round tight end was worth it. That first round tight end was worth it. But that doesn't mean there hasn't been first round talent that went in the second round.
I think I might be ready to lock in. Lock in a scenario.
I jarred something loose for you, Gator.
You did.
I'm not ready for anything. God, I feel like.
Me and Gator, we're ready, man.
Yeah, okay, go for it. What do you
ready
got?
Ready to shoot, Jack.
This is a scenario. The scenario is this. If the Giants pass on Dwayne Haskins, meaning if Dwayne Haskins is there at 8, I think the Lions are trading back, period.
You think they'll take any deal?
I think they're trading back if Haskins is there at 8.
That's your lock-in. Haskins available, the Lions will
their
trade
phone
back.
Will ring.
And the Lions will answer and make a deal.
Yes.
Apparently, well, there's two things here from ESPN I want to pass along before we get back to your phone calls. Apparently, ESPN's brackets, the website, froze up. Can anyone confirm this? Like in the last few minutes leading up to tip time?
People are trying to make last-minute changes?
Yeah.
And they just crashed their server or something, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We got a couple of texts, and I couldn't confirm it. My brackets are not on ESPN. I don't know if you guys' are.
No, mine aren't.
The one I filled, but I didn't save it. I filled one out just for the show's purposes on Monday was through ESPN, but I didn't save it to ESPN or enter any tournament with it.
So maybe somebody can confirm this. The other thing is Johnny Detroit tweeted us, current update, all entries on ESPN brackets, because he got this before they froze up. What percentage do you think picked Duke?
I would say over 50.
I would agree. Higher, but I'll go 67%.
59.
70%.
Jeez.
Wow. ESPN brackets have Duke as a champion.
Wow. I mean, it could be if Duke wins it in your bracket, well, your local bracket, whatever you're in, it's just going to be a battle who wins the other rounds, right? Who gets more picks right in the other rounds.
That's what it feels like. You better do well Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
exactly.
Sunday this week. Before we get back to your open line calls, Kang, you just went with something that I've endorsed it. I'm not ready to lock it in. You've gone so far as to say, I'm going to lock this in as to what you think the Detroit Lions are going to do at 8 in some 35 days or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I said that they would take tight end from Iowa, TJ Hockenson. So all the hate text started coming in. They should be directed toward Doug Karsh because he's endorsing it. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying I think that's what the Lions will do. with that being said, this is the reason why I think he's locked in for number eight for the Lions. At least that's their first, you know, their plan A. Offseason, they went out and spent big-time money on Trey Flowers. They re-signed Romeo Okwara. Their defensive line, I think they feel like very confident in what they can do with the versatility of the guys they have. Deshaun Hand, they signed, you know, Snacks Harrison. They have A'shaun Robinson in the fold. Devin Kennard's a rush linebacker. Tight end, you think, all right, this last year they got caught with their pants down. Mm-hmm. All right, they thought they're going to let go of Ebron. They thought they had to trade it in place for Gronkowski. They end up with Luke Wilson. Okay, basically no tight ends. This year they go and address it immediately in free agency. They get tight end Jesse James, young and upcomer, probably with more playing time can produce a lot more, right?
Yep. Which begs the question, then why go tight end?
Exactly. But New England, they think differently, okay? Aaron Hernandez, Gronkowski, they have no problem doubling up on a position if they feel they can dominate that position. And with Hockenson, you just said it, Doug, three down tight end. He can block, he can catch. He's their Gronk. And the reports have been out there, and maybe, you know, that's a lot to live up to, don't get me wrong, but if he's anything close, they'll take that and Jesse James. I really feel they're doing the opposite of what they did last year at that position. They're loading up on it. I think they really want Hockenson. He is like another lineman, too, if he can block as well as they say he can.
Okay, I've been endorsing this for a while that I'd be okay with it. It's not the only thing they can do at eight, but I'd be okay with it because I believe in Hockenson. I just heard, Kang, in your voice, a degree of excitement. Like you can sit here and say you're not endorsing this, but I think you're okay with it. And Gator, I actually think you're more okay with it now than you were when you first thought about it.
Hockenson?
Yeah.
I am, but I'm still not okay with it at eight.
Yeah.
You don't like the resource being used.
I don't like the resource of it being used at eight. That's why, and I think that I think the Lions like him a lot. I don't know if they'd take him at eight. I think they, in fact, my gut tells me they're going to trade back and try to take him.
No, that'd be great. I mean, I think everybody would agree with that.
Everybody would agree with that.
Well, they'd much prefer it trade back and take him than take him at eight.
Well, it's easier to, you would be more accepting of it.
Literally every player. You'd rather trade back and get the guy you want than just get the guy you want. But Kang, am I sensing some excitement in your voice?
I'm not. It's not excitement. It's more of the rationale. I understand if it's, you know, I've reasoned myself to think that this is the pick. And now why would this be the pick? And those are all the reasons I think he's locked in at the Lions at number eight, because he can do all those things. And listen, I've said this before. I think the Lions and Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are looking for a type of player. Okay. He fits the mold of the type of player.
The versatility is a huge part of it, isn't it? Versatility comes up all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.